Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Chrissy Johnson returning to Blog Talk Radio and End Times in America. Of course, been doing a show now for almost 9 years with you, Salma Dak Doc, every week. That's Saturday night at 10 Eastern Time, 9 Central Time on Blog Talk Radio, which we're now under the banner of Global Patriot Radio. But as I also have had End Times in America radio broadcast for a number of years, I've decided to return in 2017 with a little different focus. You know, so many people were just shocked that Donald Trump won the presidency, but I, of course, had been talking about these issues for a long time, was not so shocked, but actually thankful. Asking people to pray for this country because we really, truly needed strong leadership and a change. So I think that's what we have the chance to do. And now that we're in 2017, there are so many things that are going on around the world that really, even for me, I wrote a book about the end of times in the United States of America. And, of course, End Times in America is my radio broadcast. So you know that I have a lot of skepticism about how America can pull out of this mess. However, I don't believe it's time to give up. I believe it's time to really work harder. We really, truly have some serious threats coming against us. For one thing, the ignorance of the public and the fake news media about Islam. And this is a major threat. Truly, I wrote about this in my book, from the biblical perspective of Bible prophecy, in 2001 and 2002, I believed that the coming of the terrorism that America experienced in 2001 and previous attacks by Islamic terrorists was a sign we were entering into the end times and a sign that the Antichrist government attempting to rise up through Islamic Jihad. And you know, we have a understanding, according to the scriptures, that the Antichrist is a spirit, not a person, but that we know that this spirit influences, by the power of Satan, influences activities on this earth, on this planet, to try and bring an evil government to dominate the world. You know, a lot of people have tried to understand how that would happen, but they just speculated. They didn't really try to process it according to the scriptures. And I think we come back to this program, you're going to see that according to the scriptures, Islam is the primary means by which a worldwide Antichrist government could actually put in place. That is the goal of Islam, to dominate the world. There's been so many interesting things that have happened. And again, as I see us still rushing headlong into the end times in America, it isn't time to give up or be frustrated or say, oh, well, what's the use? No, it's the time to really see how important it is for Christians to speak out. You know, the evangelical community, Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, actually really were a huge part of the success of the Trump campaign. And yet, so many Christians were afraid to say that they felt led to vote for Donald Trump. And they had their reasons. Trump is a flawed human being, like all of us are flawed human beings. But they didn't feel like he was the right Christian role model for president. However, the Bible is full of great leaders that God used to accomplish his purposes. And as far as I know, none of them were perfect. In fact, most of them, if not all of them, exhibited many flaws in their life, many difficulties and challenges they had to overcome. And in many cases, they were not even professing to be believers when God kept them for a greater purpose, for his use. And I believe that's the case with Donald Trump. However, recently, I mean recently, just within, 24 hours or less, an article came to my attention concerning the former Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I made a very large number of comments about this man and how I felt that he was fulfilling Bible prophecy in many different ways related to the coming of this Antichrist kingdom. And of course, I saw, not because I'm a prophet or anything like that, but because I saw in the scriptures that he was fulfilling many of the prophetic things that the Bible said would be done by an end-time character under the influence of the Antichrist, without getting into too many details about that, which you can read about it in my book if you can ever find it, because it's out of publication. But the fact is that this man on the Ahmadinejad is suddenly back on the scene in the news. He's not the president any longer, but he actually wrote what is described in the news media as a long, rambling letter published in English and Farsi on his website, and he is addressing it to Donald Trump. And he talks about the corruption of politics, and he talks about how the U.S. belongs to all nations. He's saying this because of the fact he's referring to in his speeches. He's always emphasizing the things like social justice. Folks, if you don't know it already, social justice is a key word for socialism and communism. So he makes lots of references to social justice, and he talks about how there are so many people from different countries in the United States that really America belongs to all nations. I thought this was interesting that he is back in the news. It says that he's written to many of the leaders in the United States, and there's also been speculation that we could see him back again in some sort of leadership position in Iran. Of course, that's just speculation on the part of another article saying that he has remained politically active even after his departure from the presidency. And this man is a person who, true believer in the end times and the role that he believes Iran will play in the end times. So I was shocked to see this story emerge within just the last day. But End Times in America has talked about Ahmadinejad a lot, but there's other issues right now that are so important, and that is the foolishness of the American media to not understand the threat of bringing Muslim immigrants into the United States of America. You know, there's 7 countries that Donald Trump is trying to restrict their access to come here. And there's totally evidence that we run a risk the more and more that we try to bring these individuals into our country, the greater risk we're putting the American people, citizens. And the protests, the complaints, you know, oh, we hate Muslims, we hate people who are coming here to be refugees. Well, the problem is the refugee crisis was created by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And I don't think it's an accident, because I truly believe that Obama created all this chaos, literally setting the Middle East on fire, as it were. And then, you know, this is the man who won the Nobel Peace Prize before he even took office. And he's been responsible for so much conflict in the Middle East. He literally killed the head of another country, had him assassinated. I'm talking about the head of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. And people didn't cry out, what were we doing? Libya was not posing a threat. There were no terrorists coming from Libya. But now, Libya is full of terrorists. Why? Because they took out the leader, Muammar Gaddafi. Does anybody today know who's in charge in Libya? No. It's just a hotbed of weapons and a hotbed of anger, hatred, and also terrorists bent on jihad and bent on taking over as much of North Africa and the Middle East and even Europe in a grand jihad to establish a caliphate that they believe will eventually take the whole world. So Bible prophecy and the news, my gosh, going hand in hand and hand in hand. But ultimately, there's still room for hope. Jesus Christ is still the Lord. We still have the hope. He's going to give us the opportunity to continue in peace in America, but not because, oh, he likes Americans better than other people. That's not true. There's only one truly favored race that God talks about, or group of people, and that's the Israelites. They have a special covenant with God, and those who want to enter into a covenant with God who are not Israelites do so as a part of the new covenant, which is through Jesus Christ. So I don't want you to forget that the focus here is to talk about end times, but also to bring an understanding of what you and I do in end times in America. God has a purpose for us, is to continue to reach people with the hope that they might come to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You know, interesting enough, I watched these protests in the street. It was disgusting, especially the women's protest. No, there wasn't any violence, but so much profanity, so much display of complete lack of, I mean, it was disgusting. It was immoral. It was sickening to see them parading young girls and the language they used. It was just, and they've complained about things Trump said 11 years ago. It's insane. It is insanity. It's a form, in my opinion, of a type of mental disorder. I mean, they can't rationally see that the things they've said are on the same level. You know, it's crazy. It's like saying, well, you know what? Because this person committed a crime, I'm going to commit 10 more crimes because I'm trying to stop people from committing crime. It's stupid. But these women really disturbed me because I saw in that a loss of connection to reality of what it means to be a society that's functioning and operating with care for everyone and respect for everyone. Another disturbing bit of news in America is that so many people are ignorant about the topic of Islam. And I'm praying and hoping that you'll listen to the Straight Way of Grace Ministry broadcast, Revealing the Truth About Islam on Global Patriot Radio. And we'll hope that between the two of us, Usama Dakdok and myself, we can try to bring some understanding and purpose to the things that we can do in America to make the very best of these days, even though we may be literally in end times in America. It doesn't mean that we don't have an exciting and hopeful future. When Jesus returns, some people will say, to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him. You know what? If you know Jesus as your Savior, you will never be hiding from him. You'll be saying, come, Lord Jesus. I'm so anxious and excited to see you come. He'll be our deliverer. He'll be our rescuer. And hopefully, when he sees us, he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thanks, guys. This is Christy. God bless you. At End Times in America. Next time.